We've got a key report from Kurt Nimmo, TSA, an army of pervs and criminals. And Wayne Madsen, we're going to come back in the next segment and go to these callers, but shifting gears into some other subjects, I want to get into the TSA, the economy a little bit more, but finishing up with Obama's background, from all the pieces you've got, and of course you're going to be traveling around the world doing some more investigation now, people should pray for you and support you at WayneMadsenReport.com, which is a subscription site, folks. Real journalists need your support out there. As you're on this trail, looking at enough pieces of the jigsaw, what does it look like to you?
Well, I think it's clear that Obama was groomed from a very young age. And that's not to say he was the only one. They probably have all kinds of people they're grooming for the highest office in the country. I think Obama was the right person at the right time after 8 years of Bush. They put that hope and change message out like it was a Pepsi commercial. The logo was even the same as the Pepsi advertising logo. And we bought it. I remember, of course, in 68 when they repackaged Richard Nixon. It's the new Nixon. It was like a new brand of detergent. It wasn't the old Nixon with the 5 o'clock shadow. You won't have Dick Nixon to kick. They did the same thing with Obama. But I think, unlike Richard Nixon, this was an intelligence agency operation. I wouldn't suggest that the CIA had much to do with Richard Nixon. As a matter of fact, they probably had a lot to do with removing him from the White
House. Yeah, they're tired of strong presidents that actually exercise the executive power. They want purely held, kept minions.
Right, and so the word I get from about Obama from people who see him on Air Force One, who encounter him, is he's very cold, he's arrogant. They'll say, "Good morning, Mr. President." He won't respond. I mean, at least George W. Bush did that. You know, I mean, he might have been an idiot in all other respects, but we have a guy who thinks, I think he believes he's entitled. He's been told, he said, you know, other than saying he wanted to be president of Indonesia, he said he wanted to be president of the United States. So clearly and we're told, well, you know, because he had this rags to riches story, there was never any rags in his background.
But he's looking more, well, he's very polished. He's looking more and more angry these days, though.
Well, yeah. Yes, I think it's getting to him. I think from what I understand, he has a very thin skin for criticism. And at one point in time, there was some feeling that maybe he wasn't going to run again for re-election, but his wife Michelle is apparently the same way, very thin-skinned when it comes to criticism. But this election may not be a cakewalk. He got a cakewalk the last time. Okay, it got a little nasty between him and Hillary, but I think now he's got his 4 years to run on, doing everything for Wall Street, nothing for Main Street.
Where does stage terror play in? Because I really see a lot of White House advisors, as you know, are in the news saying, man, gee, a terror attack would really help us.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, look at Cass Sunstein with all his cognitive disinformation, infiltration. Rahm Emanuel, you never let a good crisis go to waste. He's now mayor. He will be soon the mayor of Chicago. I really fear for Chicago because I think all the right...
they have the highest gas prices, sir.
Right, and we've got Larry Silverstein now, the owner of the Willis Tower, the former Sears Tower. We've got all kinds of military operations going on in Chicago. And there's been some very strange financial dealings that have been passed on to me about maritime liens against the Treasury Department, liens that were put in by the governor of Illinois, Secretary of State, the Chicago Police. What's going on in Chicago? I think we have to really be fearful of the city of Chicago. And would Obama sacrifice Chicago? He has no roots in Chicago other than the fact he was plopped in there by some federal agency.
So a lot of people in their gut have seen all the moves, but also strategically, that a false flag is in the offing in Chicago.
People I talk to in Chicago feel that way. They feel that it's going to happen in this mid-America city.
I've had Chicagoans tell me that they're telling folks get out of the Sears Tower.
Right, right. Well, you know, we do know that, you know, Chicago's always been called America's city. You know, it's a city of neighborhoods. It's a lot of different ethnic groups. It really is a true American city. And everyone in the Midwest has some connection to Chicago, either through business, family, or even just going there because New York's too far away.
So hitting that will get everybody scared. Stay there, Wayne.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Investigative journalist Wayne Manchin with us. We're here live into the fourth hour today. It is the 25th day of April 2011 on this Monday edition. And we're going to go to some of your phone calls here in a moment, but finishing up, you're saying you spent a lot of time in Chicago in the last year investigating the mafia connections that are pretty much public. And so, bottom line, you're saying they're sending Rahm Emanuel, the admitted Israeli operative, over there to what? Get things ready for a little special event?
Well, I certainly would be worried about what could happen in Chicago because let's look at Obama covering up various aspects of his own private life there, his and some of his closest advisors. We also have to realize there was a trade. Rahm Emanuel leaves as White House chief of staff, winds up as mayor of Chicago. Bill Daley's brother, Mayor Richard Daley's brother, Bill Daley, is now the White House chief of staff. Very nice little.
And he was one of the guys in the whole banker scam.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was, you know, Morgan Stanley, the whole part of the whole bailout. You know, instead of being White House chief of staff, why isn't he under indictment? I mean, this is what Elliot Spitzer is saying about where are the jail sentences? Where has been Eric Holder, the attorney general, on indicting these people? They only took out a couple of them. And I think we have to really look at this nexus between Bill Daley, the chief of staff, Obama's from Chicago, Valerie Jarrett is a slumlord, land scam artist from Chicago, Axelrod has gone back to Chicago to run the Obama campaign. We got Emanuel there as mayor. I mean, what? It's a perfect city if they wanted to pull something off. I would add that Sam Zell is the owner of the Chicago Tribune, and you know, they've emaciated the investigative staffs of the two major Chicago newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times. So there's nobody there except for some bloggers and some independent journalists who are really looking into what's been going
on. And I've seen independent journalists when Rahm's out in public in a park, they try to talk to him, and the media roughs them up. I mean, they just love being servants.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there really isn't any more independent media as a major mainstream media in the city of Chicago. Now, this is a town with a rich history of muckraking journalists. You know, Mike Royko, we can go, the list goes on and on. But they don't exist there to any great extent any longer.
What do you expect the Republicans to do? Because they're basically scapegoating the welfare moms, which is part of the bankruptcy. But if you don't deal with the private Federal Reserve, the root of the scam, everything else is rearranging deck chairs.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, look at the Republicans. I personally think that Obama will be reelected. I mean, look at the Republican side. That is going to be a three-ring circus without the circus master. Donald Trump, he's a sideshow. Now, you know, he's criticizing Karl Rove, and, you know, it's a food fight. And it will remain a food fight up through the primaries and to the convention. Isn't it funny? Obama has no body on the Democratic side willing to challenge him in the primary. Dennis Kucinich said he should have a challenger. My feeling is the way the Obama administration has acted like a mafia, I think they've scared basically any potential rival who would take Obama on in the Democratic primary. I don't think we may see some minor people, but I don't think we're going to see a major.
Well, the word is a lot of Republicans think that four more years of Obama will even cement their takeover even more.
Right, and of course they're looking at future elections, possibly, you know, taking over the Senate and eventually, you know, locking in the White House in a pretty much landslide victory.
The trifecta.
Right, and look, Wall Street. What problems do they have with Obama? He's given them everything. He's screwed over Main Street, but he's given Wall Street everything. So if it ain't,
and he puts the liberals to sleep. Now they like torture and war. It's kind of liberal and cute.
Right. We can't. You know, you can't even muster a big crowd for an anti-war demonstration.
That's what I've said to Republicans that criticize Obama. His rhetoric's different, but his actions are George Bush squared. You guys should love it.
Right. And he's even seen and raised Bush on some issues, like going after whistleblowers in the government. We've now got one guy, former official of the NSA, being charged under the Espionage Act of 1917. Only four people in the history of the United States have been charged under that act. And we have Tom Drake now, his trial starting in Baltimore soon, and they're want to put him away forever. Not because he revealed anything of a national security nature. He revealed that there was massive corruption with contracts at NSA to the tune of billions and billions of dollars.
And they're publicly going after him for exposing fraud. That message is, let us steal the money. We're mafia. Sit down and shut up.
Absolutely. And the people he's talking about were Michael Hayden, who was the NSA director at the time, and the current director, who's now got the added hat of Cyber Command, General Keith Alexander, and it was Obama that gave him that extra star and that new command.
By the way, I'm really worried about him running a false flag on the web and then saving it by taking the freedom away. They're really prepping everybody for that.
And Obama said he was going to have the most transparent and open government in history, and he has cracked down on Freedom of Information Act releases. I mean, this is going beyond what even Bush did. Bush was kind of benign in that respect. So, yes, in many respects, Obama is worse on some issues.
And so Republicans that thought tyranny was cool, they ought to really love what Obama's doing.
They should. I think the neocons, they're happy with him, but they wish he would go further. Like we heard, McCain's over there in Libya the other day, standing in front of one of these rebel flags, the old monarchist flag, saying, we need to have troops here. This is...
The troops are already there. He's getting them ready. You've been to Libya. What's your view of it?
Well, I was there in October of 09. I was in Gaddafi's tent. He was celebrating the 40th anniversary of his revolution. He called it the Green Revolution. It has nothing to do with the environment, I might add. And it was quite clear that it was a dictatorship. You know, with all what he said about we have direct democracy, the people rule, it's not true. His image was everywhere. People didn't smile. People whispered. You can tell when you're in a dictatorship. But unfortunately,
kind of the way America's going, with images of the government, Napolitano everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And I think with what happened in Tunisia and Egypt on both sides of Libya, it was a foregone conclusion or would be a revolt there. But I think the problem is that certain Western powers, Britain, France, United States, saw, hey, this is a chance to go in and grab the oil. And that's exactly what Trump said. We got to go in there and grab the oil. Well, that's what this is all about. So people who might have been neutral on Gaddafi said, well, he may be a dictator, but he's our dictator. We saw the same thing play out in Iraq when they were invaded. People who might not have liked Saddam Hussein did, you know, come to the defense of Iraq because they're nationalists. They want to protect their own country. So we see.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. AFRICOM also wants to use Libya as a base.
Right. Gaddafi was building a huge international airport that was going to be the hub for Africa. What a perfect place to stick AFRICOM with a huge runway that can handle all kinds of aircraft and a hub for Africa. And now we see, of course, these revolutions starting to spill south of the Sahara into, you know, other countries. And I think this plays right into the AFRICOM game plan to go in there.
Well, you've seen the same card with the French going into the Ivory Coast.
Right, and they're doing it for us. I mean, the French are basically, this isn't the Chirac France anymore. This is Sarkozy France, and he's basically, not to, you know, use a cliche, he's our French poodle.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Illinois. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour here with calls. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, good afternoon to the both of you. Happy Easter. It's great to talk to two true journalists. History is going to show that you guys were reporting the truth all along. You guys are absolutely right, hitting the nail on the coffin. False flag will happen in Chicago. I'm from Chicago. I'm terrified. You look at Bill Daley. He used to work where? J.P. Morgan Chase. What's J.P. Morgan Chase's problem? They're shorting the silver market. Silver is booming, almost hit 50 in the Asian markets today. I have a feeling once they're trying to speed up the Blagojevich retrial just so they can shut up Blagojevich because he truly can send Rahm Emanuel into deep trouble if that happens.
Yeah, they're not even letting Blagojevich defend himself, play tapes, or talk. And I thought when you got one trial and it was hung jury, you got off. I guess they're going to try him like over and over again, Wayne.
Oh, absolutely. He wants to have played the 500 hours of wiretap information. The judge is dirty. James Zagel is a dirty judge. The prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, is absolutely tainted. He's very dirty. It goes back to the 93 World Trade Center.
People aren't dirty in Chicago. The government's good.
Not in New York, Fitzgerald. But
New York's not dirty either. These are good people.
They are, right. But basically, Fitzgerald is always, I think he's probably got a background with the CIA because of the cover-up of critical evidence in the 93 World Trade Center bombing, and now he's sitting in Chicago as the U.S. attorney for Northern Illinois, another guy we ought to keep an eye on who's in the right place, possibly at the right time.
For those that don't know, the feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and carried out the attack of the World Trade Center the first time.
Right, and there were critical intercepts between a U.N. mission for Sudan and the foreign ministry of Sudan in Khartoum that were never entered into evidence showing that in the 93 World Trade Center bombing, Osama bin Laden was involved, but because he was a CIA asset until 95, they didn't want to introduce that because they'll say, hey, CIA, what was one of your guys doing involved in this? So they laid it on the blind shake.
We're going to skip this final break and go all the way up to 29 before we end this live transmission and go back into key retransmission. Thank you, Julio. Gary in Florida. Gary, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Kudos to you, Alex. I love your documentaries.
Thank you.
Informative. But besides uncovering the lies and the deception and the conning and conniving and all this, when do we go into, how can we go into action like We need indictments against these people.
Well, are first you got to take your states and your counties back, and when you do stand up against this mafia, a lot of times they'll kill you or set you up. So we need to get a lot of people angry and awake, all putting it on the line, so that there's too many targets, and we just basically take the moral high ground, expose these people to where the emperor has no clothes. I mean, like this royal wedding, the emperor has no clothes. They're a bunch of despots who are inviting a bunch of dictators over. It's a celebration of evil and despotism, and it's the same thing there. We call it for what it is. Wayne.
Well, I think so, and I get back to the issue. During the Bush administration, we turned out 300,000, 350,000 people at anti-war demonstrations in Washington, D.C. We had a recent one, a couple of hundred maybe. Because, you know, what's disappeared? Well, the Soros money doesn't go there anymore. You know, the establishment Democratic money doesn't go. And even back in those demonstrations, very few elected Democratic officials would even show up.
Well, those groups are all not just the – they're all funded by Ford. They're all funded by Soros. The money's there for them not to do anything.
Absolutely. And so we see – the Democrats saying, well, as long as it's a Republican in the White House, we'll go out and protest. But the minute there's a Democrat who's doing the same exact thing, in some cases worse. I mean, Obama's got three official wars going on right now, where Bush had two. And we don't know. Pakistan, a covert...
They've been saying get the drones out.
Absolutely. So, you know, these are phonies. These Democrats are phonies. They call themselves progressives. Soros gives $1 million to Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch selects...
Yeah, they call Soros a communist, but it's keep your friends close, enemies closer. It's all about controlling the left. And the Republicans are about controlling the right.
And it's exactly what Rupert Murdoch does on the right-wing side of the House with the, you know, Fox News and all the other media that he owns.
For decades saying there's no world government.
Right.
When it was being built. Anything else, caller? All right, he dropped off. Deborah in Florida, or no, Deborah in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for waking me up 2 years ago. I've been a member ever since. God bless you and yours. And Wayne Mattson, I pray for your safe passage wherever you're going to go. I was born and raised in Chicago. My father was an iron worker there, usually ate his lunch about 80 stories above the city. And love to joke about the Levitt store. My question is this. In Sudan, that Sudan ordeal that happened in 83 to 205 where they had to run for their lives to Kenya, is this what's happening in the Ivory Coast now? And how much is the CIA or Black Ops in the ordeal with France and everything?
Oh, it's admitted that the West is backing the rebels that murder thousands at a pop with machetes, and then they remove the one government and put in the murderers. It's just like Rwanda. Now, in fact, you were part of that war crimes tribunal.
Right. In Rwanda, of course, Clinton was president at the time, and there was a double assassination. They shot down the airplane carrying the presidents of Rwanda and Burundi, both ethnic Hutus, and they're the dominant peoples in both countries. And it was the Central Intelligence Agency working with other groups in Rwanda that helped Kagame, the current president, our dictator in Rwanda, shoot that plane down. That triggered this huge civil war. We know that Kagame himself was murdering his own Tutsis to make it look like, oh, look what these evil people are doing. You know, you have to come to our assistance. Clinton was just benign in the whole thing, but the Defense Intelligence Agency was very active in Rwanda. Clinton says, well, we didn't know. He knew full well what was going on over there. By putting Kagame in, we got rid of Mobutu and Zaire, and then the Congo, 6 million dead since the first invasion from Rwanda of Congo in the mid-1990s. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And Ivory Coast, yes, just like Sudan, May 9th, we get the new Republic of South Sudan, independent country, majority Christian. Susan Rice, our ambassador to the UN, Obama's ambassador to the UN, has always hated the government of Sudan. She has been literally in bed with some of these rebel leaders in South Sudan. She has a visceral hatred for the Arab North. She is not a very good diplomat because all through Africa, they know that she is totally biased, and she's anything but a diplomat. Ivory Coast, you have the Alassane Ouattara, the rebel guy that took over, said he won the election, and you know, he said no, he said he won the election. The incumbent said he didn't. We had a civil war. Alassane Ouattara's wife is a French citizen, very close to Sarkozy, very close to the diamond business. There are diamonds in Ivory Coast. And this is what it's all about.
Yeah, anybody tries to sell diamonds, they call it blood diamonds.
Blood diamonds.
The real blood diamonds are the ones sold to the Oppenheimer De Beers monopoly. But then they call all the other diamonds they don't control. In fact, tomorrow when you're on with us, let's spend part of the interview getting into Africa, because you've been a witness before the U.S. House of Representatives, but also the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. And after the fact, from my research, it's confirmed that the U.N. actually helped position some of the people to be massacred. Is that correct?
Well, the U.N. was in there with Belgian peacekeepers when the plane carrying the two presidents was shot down. Of course, many of those Belgians were killed in retaliation, but some of these Belgian peacekeepers were in proximity to where the Kagame forces, the rebel forces, were in a position to fire the shoulder-launched SAM missiles that took out the airplane. You know, the UN's never investigated that. It was an international act of terrorism. The French government investigated. I testified before the French terrorism judge on that issue. But the UN never, and the U.S. certainly doesn't, never investigated.
Why were you testifying on Africa? Why are you seen as an expert?
Well, I wrote a book some years ago called Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, 93 to 99, which took in this whole issue with the shooting down of the aircraft. Years later, we found, they said that, well, they couldn't find the black box. The black box was found in a drawer at the UN headquarters in New York. It had already been looked at by the FAA and the NTSB. And well, we know what they do in these cases. They cover up. And it's quite clear that Africa is a playground for our nasty special ops people, the private mercenary companies. They've been in there for years, all kinds of them. Blackwater is just one of them. There are many others, U.S., French, Belgium.
I saw De Beers in 99 in New Yorker magazine bragging, the World Diamond Monopoly Company, for those that don't know, that whenever a country tries to mine diamonds, they just send in mercs.
Oh, absolutely, because the whole diamond trade is based on, it's fairly recent. It was
artificial scarcity.
Absolutely, and you know, it's always a wedding ring, and you got to give a diamond wedding ring to somebody you're proposing to. This comes out of Marilyn Monroe, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and all Hollywood created the mystique about diamonds.
Diamonds were only semi-precious, so they were sold to people as another Edward Bernays fraud.
Absolutely, and now there's effectively a monopoly with the beers and the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv, and increasingly we see some of that being outsourced to places like India and Bangkok, Thailand, because, you know, the diamond cutters in Europe charge too much in the way of salary. So we even see in their own industry them outsourcing to these various developing countries.
Totally unbelievable. Let's jam in a few more here. Tariq in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Alex Jones? How you doing, Wayne?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just want to give a couple of comments on Obama, why I believe they put him in office. I basically believe they put him in office. Just give you a little background. I'm a 33-year-old African-American male. I was in the Navy for 4 years. I've been out for 4 years now, too. Honorable discharge. I believe they put him in office to basically shut black people up, because anytime you say something bad about them, it's like, if you're white, you're a racist, and if you're black, you're a hater. So it's like that double-edged sword. And
it's a way to inject identity politics to further divide and conquer, and then give torture, war, and Wall Street looting left cover. Wayne Madsen.
Well, no, I agree, and I've spoken to many African Americans from Chicago and Washington D.C., and they agree with the caller, Tariq from Georgia.
Are these fake polls that 93% of blacks like him?
Well, who are they polling? I think most of the polls are fake now. You know, it used to be that there were independent pollsters. Now look at the polling companies. They're affiliated with the ABC News, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. These are corporate media entities. So, of course, you know, it's how they ask the questions, who they ask the questions to. I don't believe the polls. I think the polls are totally...
Let me ask Tariq this. What amount of folks that you know who are African-American, what amount of them really like Obama?
Vast majority of them, especially the older ones, which, like, I have friends that are, like, close to 60, and they believe them, like, they'll follow them to their grave if need be. opportunity.
Well, that's what, just like white people would follow George W. Bush to their grave. It's this identity politics. These guys are just puppets. Tariq, great point. Sorry to Ron, Mike, Tim, and others. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and Wayne will be back in studio. Great job to the crew. Great job to Genesis. God bless you all.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Madsen is here in town, getting ready to leave the United States via death threats emanating out of the White House. He's going to be in studio with us. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us coming up in T-minus 1 hour to break down all the huge economic developments. I want to open the phones up, though, for listeners on two specific questions. Now, normally, we just have wide open phones, but sometimes I pose the question on certain topics. I want to hear your view on the massive warrantless wiretapping and tracking via federal law 1996, now public information. It was always public in the law, but now finally getting admitted to. I want to get your view on this. I mean, just 5 years ago, Bush was giving speeches saying, how dare you say we're spying on American citizens without warrants? I promise we're not. We're only listening to Al-Qaeda overseas and not following these FISA warrants. Then it turned out he was completely lying. 1996, under federal law, they said by October 1st, 2001, they said you got 5 years that all cell phones, by law, will be satellite triangulated via the cell towers, and the government has to have a back door to dial in even when the phone is off and to be able to track everywhere you're going and to listen to you. And they built back doors in the computers and back doors to have telecommunications floors in every major co-location facility run by the NSA. I mean, I told you a decade plus before the executive at AT&T went public in San Francisco that the government isn't tapping the phone companies. The government is the phone companies because I read the Telecommunications Act. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing all of this and sitting there and warning people and having folks call me a conspiracy theorist. In fact, here's the headlines today. Researchers, this is Bloomberg Business Week. Oh, my gosh, big breaking news. iPhone location data already used by cops. And it turns out they dial in and are able to use the information. Here's another one. Apple, we must have comprehensive user location data on you. And they go on to say that they have to do this because of telecommunications laws. See, now that they're getting heat, they're going, yeah, well, we were told to do this. Continuing with police state news, Napolitano, TSA touching six-year-old, was professional. Here's another one. Military patrols start Friday night in downtown Columbus, Ohio. Oh, yeah, military patrols on the street. That's WRBL-TV, CBS. Here's another one. TSA, an army of pervs and criminals. New reports of child porn allegations with these people. So that's just part of what we're going to be covering. Another video gets released of a guy in his own front yard videotaping people being arrested for burglary. The cop comes over, beats the living snot out of the guy who was polite, and then charges him with assaulting him. But the cops did the right thing in Las Vegas. The prosecutor dropped the charges on the guy the cop beat up and released the video. I got to say, that's the right thing to do. And it's sad that we've got to commend the Las Vegas Police Department for doing the right thing because they're going after this cop now. When the cops beat somebody up and frame them, normally they go ahead and go along with it and would erase that video. How do we know? We've seen videos where they beat people up, erase their video, but then somebody else shoots the video and catches them in it. Or the time the cop shot the guy in handcuffs in the back, and then they claim the guy had assaulted him, and they confiscated three cell phone cameras, but somebody else down the platform had videotaped that. So then the cops lied and they got caught and the guy got convicted. I think he only got like a year in jail for it. But the point is that this guy was totally polite. The Las Vegas Review-Journal breaks it down. This guy was totally polite to the cops and the cop beats him up. The others are supportive in the beatdown. And then they went ahead and charged him. Not only did they break his nose, the cop knocks him to the ground, starts punching him. The guy says, "Why are you doing this to me?" The cop kicks him right in the nose and breaks his nose. At that point, he's knocked out. And then they take him to jail and fill out a false report that he beat him up. I mean, who are these people that the police departments are hiring? But again, at least the cops reviewed the video and found out the cop was lying and then dropped the charges on the other guy. So that's coming up as well. LAPD helicopter forced to land by gunfire. Some lunatic, it reports, was outside just shooting a gun in the air, so the helicopter responded, and then he shot the helicopter. I think that's a terrible thing that happened. But all these people that talk about if we ever have a physical war with the globalists, and, oh, they got helicopters, ooh, they got weapons. What did the Lebanese do 3 years ago in Israel with low-tech weapons against Israeli tanks? They beat them. Why? Low-tech weapons against helicopters. Why did they beat them? Because they had the will to fight. It's the will to fight that's unstoppable. Resistance is victory. And I think it's terrible that obviously some lunatic was outside just shooting a gun in the air and this happened. My whole point is those that say that high-tech military force is impossible to beat, nothing can stop highly motivated asymmetrical warfare. If you're willing to give up your life, no one can stop you. Okay? I mean, let's just get that straight. Nothing can stop will. Nothing can stop motivation and initiative. All right. Now, if you just joined us, I'm going to read these financial headlines to you again. This is why I was so shaken last week on air, just by the magnitude of it. And I likened it to standing at the edge of a cliff. It's not even, when I stand on the edge of a cliff, I'm not even scared. I'm just tingling and super alive. It's like having cold ice water thrown on you. It's brisk. It's electric. It awakens you. And when S&P came out, highly political, and reported what we've known for many years and said the outlook is grim for AAA rating for the U.S. because that's how the bankers have maneuvered us. They've gotten us towards this third world debt slave banana republic position. They've maneuvered us to this position. This was done by design. It's admitted in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents that what they've done to the third world, they were getting ready to do to Europe and the United States. And they're bringing down Portugal. They're bringing down Spain. They're bringing down Iceland. They're bringing down Greece. They're bringing down Ireland. This is the goal. This is what the EU and the North American Union have been designed to do. Bring us into financial bondage through fraud. So when I talked about being basically shaken last week, because this is the beginning of the other shoe dropping. And no, I'm not pleased that we were right about gold and silver exploding in prices. I'm not pleased that history isn't different this time. Oh, it's been the same every time. We know where this leads, hyperinflation. We know where these policies lead, civil unrest that the globalist social engineers have been preparing for. They create the climate for destabilization and then prepare to now pose as the saviors. We know exactly where all of this is going. We've seen this over and over and over again. And again, that's what's so frustrating about this. The solutions are 100% clear. Who is to blame for this is 100% clear. That they've premeditatedly done this is on record in triplicate. And I have discussed for the general dumbed-down public, because they're not just going to sit on the sidelines as they become repossessed slaves. They're going to be and are being forged into a political weapon against those of us that are self-sufficient and intelligent and prepositioned ourselves through historical knowledge to make it through this. We are the fat hogs that they want to bleed now. And they've got an army of dumbed down, gibbering zombies politically that are very dangerous. They got 30 million illegal aliens that'll do whatever they're told. They've got tens of millions of people on welfare, over 44 million on food stamps. They've got the cops and the bureaucrats and the social workers and the unions and all of them. Half the public gets their money from the government in one form or another. And now they're going to be told, take over the rest of society, the police state will put food on your table, and what do you think they're going to do? Many historians noted that during World War II, especially in Germany, bureaucrats, boring, really nondescript people, are what energized the Nazi Party. And then it was that dull, bureaucratic type that were thrilled in exercising power and doing brutal things to people and stealing property. I mean, it wasn't just the Jews, by the way, or the Seventh-day Adventists that the Nazis went after. By the end, they were robbing their neighbors. By the end, if they wanted your wife, they would have you arrested. My grandfather grew up in Dallas in a upper middle class area, and there was a rich German inventor, the inventor of air conditioning, that lived in the big mansion at the end of the street, and my grandfather was friends with him. And by the end of World War II, he was completely broke. And do you know why? Because the Nazis, through the United States, made him pay them every dime he had. And then when he didn't have any money, they made him go and, my grandfather told me this story, and I've seen similar ones in the news, go into debt to give him every dime he had or they would kill his family in Germany, relatives he had in Germany. Now, that's what the Nazis did to basically everybody. If you want to live under a system where the government has total arbitrary control and there's no checks and balances, there is nothing more humiliating, there is nothing more horrible, nothing more disgusting than this. But they've got an army of control freaks who love it and who enjoy it. Every miscreant control freak is empowered in this system. And it's up to good men and women to say no and to stand up against it. Continuing. IMF bombshell. Age of America nears end. IMF goes on to say the dollar is going to be removed as the world reserve currency, and China is going to replace us in the next 4 years. Here's CNBC. Don't like a weak dollar? Might as well get used to it. Weakness in the U.S. dollar, which is causing everything to go up, including gas prices. Wow, they finally admit it's the dollar. I was the only mainline talk show host, big national host, 4 years ago, who would say on air that it was dollar devaluation that was causing oil prices to go up. That was the main driver. Some of it was speculation and other things. And I would get countless calls and emails and people asking, Alex, explain this to me. Now, how does a weak dollar do that? And I'm like, okay, well, globally the dollar's worth less because they printed more, and so it takes more of them to buy it. Do you understand? People said, no, I don't understand. And I'm like, how can you not understand? Well, finally, here it is. Weakness in the dollar, which is causing everything to go up, including gas prices, food and stocks, is unlikely to go away soon as the selling frenzy hits the currency market. And until the last few weeks, I would never hear mainstream media admit why the dollar is being weakened and prices are going up, because the private Federal Reserve is devaluing it by monetizing 70%+ of the debt. And if you study hyperinflation, as you get into the final phases, it accelerates from a crawl to a walk, from a jog to a full breakneck sprint. And right now, the system's jogging. They've gone from a walk to a jog. And now they're signifying that the run and then the dash is about to start. And it's like going to the doctor and hearing my country has terminal cancer. And I just want to warn people. I want to reverse it. I want to stop it. It's going to be so painful. And it's not just going to be a depression. We had a depression in the late 20s, into the 30s, and major universities, you can pull these numbers up, estimated that 7 million died via malnutrition, from malnutrition-related starvation. That's how it works. You get skinny, you get malnutrition, and then you get the flu and die, or you get something that normally wouldn't kill somebody, and it does. 7 million over that decade are estimated to have died from malnutrition or starvation. And that's when the country was 90% self-sufficient, 90% rural. We're 10% rural, and only half of that 10%, you can pull these numbers up, they vary from 5% to 6% that are self-sufficient. Of the 10% that are rural, half or 5% are self-sufficient. Can you imagine what this is going to be like if it continues? We're going to have a crash landing. The question is, will we get the landing gear down? Will we get the nose of the plane up enough so that maybe we just spin out and, you know, maybe damage the plane just a little bit? Well, right now the plane's going straight down in a dive bomb right towards the ground, and we're at about 3,000 feet and going fast at about 600 miles an hour, and we better start pulling that plane up or we don't have any chance. And Geithner is saying, we're going to have a default. We're going to have hyperinflation. We're going to have a depression if you don't go into more debt and raise more taxes to us, when there's no amount of money that will pay off the false black hole of derivatives that they got our traitorous Congress, both parties, to sign on to. They are taking us directly dive bombing into a black hole, and they designed it that way. And they're counting on you being ignorant to not know it. 100%. I had Stuart Rhodes here last week, and we shot a video that's going to be out later in the week, first video in our new studio. And he made the analogy of, you've got the SS Titanic out there in the Atlantic Ocean. It hits an iceberg. The globalists steer it into the iceberg, and up pulls the SS UN, and they're saying, get on our global government thing. We'll save you. And Stuart said, we need the USS Constitution to pull up and say, no, get back on this ship. We got on the globalist ship, the Titanic, where they want us dependent, where they want to wreck our society, where they want to destroy the free market, where they want to vertically consolidate wealth. They've now wrecked it on purpose. The boat is listing. The furniture's falling off. The lifeboats are gone. People are falling off into the icy water. And the UN ship has pulled up saying, come to us. We'll take care of you. Well, the UN ship is even more depression, more control, more domestication, more one-child policy, as they announced last year in Cancun. Openly, world government to carry out one-child policy, Ted Turner. Well, instead, we need to get off the NAFTA-GATT globalist big government ship and get on the USS Constitution, the USS 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Giving in to tyranny always just makes the tyrants want more. And they're doing this willfully and scientifically. Aldous Huxley. Julian Huxley, his brother at the UN. All of them. Bertrand Russell all wrote about there have been tyrannies in the past, but this one we're setting up is going to be scientific. And everything they wrote about in the 20s and 30s, they've now built. See, I have the complete blueprints. They're public for you as well. Okay, I'm going to come back, get into the cell phone situation, and then we're going to go to your phone calls for 30 minutes in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Now, there's another point I want to make here before I continue and then come back in the next hour with your calls. And that's that this is all illegal under every free system, under the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of any nation that's ever been called even semi-free. To have the governments openly training the military to take on the people. That's happening and being announced and rolled out quietly. To have governments tracking you in live time, listening to you, having computers dial in and listen to you, having laws on the books for 15 years. Same in Europe. They passed similar laws the same year. To have global standardization of the cell phones made in Japan, Korea. What do you think Japan and Korea do? Because they're ordered under federal law, if they're going to sell phones in this country, that they've got to be satellite tracked. They've got to have back doors where the government can dial in and turn the phone on as a bugging device. Well, they just go ahead and make all the phones that way. And then their governments are given the specs and are able to dial in. This is a unified continuity of agenda, global architecture of control. And there is a Paul Watson article that I asked him to do last week, and we worked on last week, but he got it out today. And I'm not tooting my horn. I just want you to understand we don't make stuff up. Remember I told you last week, I said, you watch, in the next week, they're going to have mainstream news articles out admitting that, yes, all the phones are listening to you. All the phones are tracking you. And when you plug your iPhone or Droid into your computer to sync with the system, it downloads all your locations. It's transmitting them back live. And here's the headlines. Researchers, Bloomberg Businessweek, iPhone location data already used by cops. Apple, we must have comprehensive user location data on you. It's the law. We've got to do it. Now, here's Paul Watson's article detailing all of it at Infowars.com. Investigation, government ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. And he's got the link to the Telecommunications Act of 96, and everything I broke down, the lawmakers saying they want investigations. Well, they ought to investigate themselves. This is federal regulations. Now, regulations don't trump law or precedent. They don't care. I mean, I'm going to expand on that. I've had district attorneys on from major counties, one out in San Francisco, saying that if the government sticks their hands down your pants, it's a felony. And if they touch you on the outside, it's a misdemeanor. And that sworn peace officers can't do that. Does the TSA care? No, they just do it. The government knows it's illegal. They're setting the precedent to do it. All of them that engage in these pat-downs are molesters. Now, they just busted another one for allegedly being so stupid, he was uploading hundreds of images of child porn to his own Facebook, with photos of him in his uniform. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who do you think statistically would want to have angry passengers all day mad at them? And who would want to grope one-year-olds and five-year-olds and six-year-olds? Who do you think would want to do that? Either a total idiot or a control freak, a bully, or a pervert. How many of them do we learn take you in the private room to strip search you, down to your underwear, and then rob your bags? They're running your stuff through, see something they want? Excuse me, come over in the private room while they rob your bags. If you'll put up with this, what's coming next? I'll tell you. Blood draws at checkpoints, now beginning nationwide under federal grants to local police departments. DNA draws to get a driver's license, now beginning last year in D.C., oh, yes, Washington Post, telling you how great it is. I got articles about troops going on the streets of America now. Today, CBS News, like it's no big deal. Troops running checkpoints, like it's no big deal. Do you get what's happening? Criminals took the country over, bankrupted us by design. Now they're putting their control grid in place to make sure they can complete the takeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.